Good afternoon. Welcome to the October 20th, 2016 Special Commission Meeting. Today's meeting was called on Monday as a special meeting to provide us with an Alcoa update and possible action in relationship to the Alcoa business change. Our agenda is limited to that item, but obviously if other people want to discuss other items, this is a public meeting. We will start first with our Pledge of Allegiance being led by Karen Wiggum.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
For the record, since this meeting is being recorded, I'd just like to note that all five commissioners are here. Manager Steve Wright is on the phone with us. Sheila Salmon is here as the clerk of the board, and Karen Wiggum, legal counsel. And for Steve's benefit, Kelly Boyd and Michael Padgett are here. Kelly Woodward is here. Carol Wardell is here. Jim Brown, and there's about five others in the room, so all the rest are staff members. So I will turn over the beginning of this to Kelly.
Thank you, commissioners. And I will reiterate a little bit for the record that joining me here at the table is Michael Padgett, Vice President of Energy from Alcoa. And then as part of our team, too, Carol Wardell has joined us in the audience to help add her expertise to any questions there may be. We are here today as a follow-up to our presentation on Monday regarding the upcoming separation of Alcoa into two separate companies. The legal separation date has been announced as November 1st, and as part of that separation into two companies, the Wenatchee Works will be going into the new company, Alcoa Corp, and accordingly, Alcoa plans to assign our power sales agreement to the new Alcoa Corporation also. As part of that assignment, our current contract requires that we consent to the assignment. So that's what the overview about was Monday was about, and that's what we're here as a follow-up today to ask for additional approval. So as a quick overview, the shared principle during our work on the separation was that any actions would have a neutral or positive impact to our customer owners, and both Alcoa and the district shared that principle. So with that in mind, we think about there's a separation into two companies, and the company that Alcoa Corporation, Wenatchee Works, and our contract are going into has a lower credit rating than the initial Alcoa Inc., and it's about half the assets. So with that principle and neutrality in mind, we made amendments to the existing credit assurance that is a way to help with a backstop to ensure that all the bills will be paid along the contract. And what we did was we took steps to add Alcoa Corp to the existing credit assurance, which is in the form of a letter of credit. So it adds Alcoa Corporation to that. It extended the expiration date of that letter of credit until July 31st, 2017, and then 6 months renewals thereafter as needed for that to stay in place. And then it also added a minimum amount in the future, so that in future calculations of any credit assurance that may be needed, the calculated amount would not fall below a $40 million plus 3 months of monthly expenses amount. So those were all done with that concern in mind that it was a lower credit rated entity, and that helps protect our customers for the long term of the contract. We also reaffirmed that the power in the contract can still only be used here at Wenatchee Works in Chelan County for smelting operations. There are three updates since Monday that I have for you. The first one is on the letter of credit. We have made progress all the way until we've seen final wording, and the letter of credit is in progress of being put in place today or so, since we're working with East Coast time also. It may be tomorrow before that, but we're really close. Michael keeps checking his phone just in case he gets that notice that it's in place. As we evolve through the final implementation of the letter of credit, we talked Monday about that there could be two. The result is that there is going to be one letter of credit, and it is with a bank that meets our credit requirements. Is that the bank must be rated higher than a single A minus, and it's a single A, so it is a highly rated bank that meets our criteria. So all of the items are acceptable for the letter of credit to go in place, and it will remain at the $86.1 million with those additional items that I mentioned as part of it. The second item that's an update since Monday is that in the list of documents that were required as part of the consent, we had an Amendment 1 to the interconnection agreement listed. It actually needs to be Amendment 3. As we worked through finalization of our documents, we realized there were two amendments in 2011 and 12 that changed some project completion dates within those years. So we have corrected the reference to that document to be Amendment Number 3. And then also the third item to update on is that we did receive a customer concern letter through our Contact Us. And that concern we would like to address for the record to make sure that everyone who might share that concern can hear it and hear how we have answered that. So to summarize the concern, I think the concern was really over the additional risk that the district may be taking on by having our contract to be assigned to an entity that was a lower credit rating entity, and thinking about what risk we were taking on, knowing that we had additional protection through the letter of credit, but asking us the question of, would maybe a guarantee from Arconic been a better path to go down to provide better security for us overall? So we did supply an answer and in great detail, but to answer that from an overview perspective, we did consider a number of different avenues to go down to ensure that we had that neutral impact or positive for our customers. And Arconic Guarantee was one of those paths that we went down. But in analyzing all of our alternatives, we really tried to take that approach of what in the end of the alternatives available to us would be the best protection for our customer owners. A guarantee from Arconic was not one of the things that Alcoa had in the ways that they would like to solve things, because it really is a separation into two separate companies, with those companies being no longer related in the future. So that guarantee from a in the future unrelated company was not the avenue that they wanted to go down either. And when we were researching information about that, Moody's has also put the new the Arconic, which is the name of the other company, on a ratings notice that they will be evaluated for downgrade. So all of that together, considering what's the best avenue available to us and how do we best protect our customers, and knowing all those moving parts, we did consider that, but came to the conclusion that by providing the additional performance assurance, that was the best option available to us to keep our customers protected. So with that, those are the updates of what's happened since Monday. And so based on that, we are here today to ask for your approval on the resolution presented that would delegate authority to the general manager to sign all the related documents that are needed as part of this consent and assignment, as long as all of those agreements are consistent with the terms that we talked about in the briefing on Monday and the quick update today.
Thank you. At this time, commissioners, before I open it for public comment, if you have questions of Kelly about anything that we've been presented, probably be appropriate to ask them now, and then I could open it up for public comment. Commissioner Arsenault.
Kelly, do we know the bank that the letter of credit will be drawn on?
Yes, we do. It is Sumitomo Mitsui Banking Corporation, their New York branch.
Thank you.
Additional questions?
Can you get one that I can spell?
You will notice that I referred to my written document in order to.
So I say, holy moly, I just like Bank of America. No, thank you, Kelly. I appreciate it.
Any other questions?
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Go ahead. No, finished? It was just going to be a comment. So.
Comment here. Yeah, so all my questions have been answered. I did have a question, or I guess a concern maybe, about Arconic not being willing to guarantee. But spent a long time on the phone with Steve Wright as he's out of town, and reread your explanation. And so I would say I'm satisfied now that the route we're taking through the line of credit or the letter of credit is a better way for us to go. So, yeah.
Just a comment. I think, you know, I don't want anything construed that a lack of questions or participation mm-hmm. by myself or the remainder of the board, and I'm not free really to speak for them. But, you know, the work, Kelly, that you have done, Michael, that you have done, Carol, long-term, the current legal staff, risk management, and all parts of our organization working together has done a thorough job of keeping step by step the commission apprised of where we are in this process. And so I don't want there to be an appearance of a lack of due diligence, but the information has been steady, it's been consistent in its format, and you guys have always been willing to make it understandable for us. So it's a statement of appreciation and an appreciation for the cooperation that's occurred through this whole process, both from the Alcoa side and from the Chelan County PUD side. So thanks to both.
Thank you.
Okay.
Now, excuse me, I'd like to just weigh in here and also express my appreciation for all the work that staff and Alcoa and everyone has been involved in this process. All of my questions have been answered, all my concerns that I have. I'm confident that this is a good document, it's a good contract, and I think we're doing the best for our customer owners in these revisions. So thank you very much for everyone that's involved. Carol, special thanks for you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, we do have, I know a couple members of the public here that I think might desire.
Sorry, just for the benefit of the people out there, out in cyberspace, we did contract with two outside firms who specialize in, I'm not sure exactly what, but bankruptcy and contracts. And so just for the benefit of those listening, we have a great staff here, and we did reach out and get some other advice as well.
Yeah, one other piece, and Kelly, this would be directed toward you and the employees that you represent. It is sometimes hardest for those people who are closest, and particularly closest to it on a daily basis. And the willingness of the union to work, you know, with Chelan County PUD and to work through understandings and misunderstandings has been greatly appreciated. So thanks to you personally and to the people that you represent. And our hearts are still with the workers. Thank you.
Okay, so I'd like to open up to public comment and ask that if you wish to address this item that's before us, that you come to the table and there's a remote microphone that you could give your name and address for the record and state what you want to state.
Well, first I just want you to bear with me because this is not my cup of tea, but, and also, my contract I have with Alcoa is much easier to read than yours is. I assume it's because the people that wrote it are a lot smarter than me, so I've been trying to go through this, and the question, what would have happened if you did not agree to do this?
So this is Kelly Boyd. We looked at all different, again, alternatives and approaches. And if we did not give our consent, Alcoa can still assign the contract. It just wouldn't be effective. And it would ultimately reside with Arconic Inc. And then there would be that mismatch of a contract and a company that doesn't have the assets that are doing the operations. So we really, in analyzing all the options, didn't really see that as success for any of us. So assigning the contract in a way that helped keep customers protected from our perspective and help put Alcoa in that position where we are all supporting Restart in the future and trying to get all the pieces into place that we can so that we can continue down that path is some of the thoughts we had to help us with the alternatives that we chose.
Actually, I already messed up. My name is Kelly Woodard. And it's, and my address is 1010 Easy Street, Wenatchee, Washington. So sorry about that. It's my understanding that the credit rating from Arconic is better than what Alcoa Corp will be moving forward. So would not that make sense? To let them put it in Arconic's hands?
So you're correct on the current rating is better. It's a BBB- from Standard & Poor's for Alcoa Inc., which will be turned into Arconic. And then the new company, Alcoa Corp., is a BB-. As I mentioned, though, that's the Standard & Poor's credit ratings for those two entities. The Moody's credit rating agency has issued a formal notice where they're going to look at Arconic for a potential downgrade. So while yes, the credit ratings are better currently, there is some concern and caution around Arconic and it also its ultimate credit rating. But our concern wasn't only to just look at those two because the contract also needs to be able to function and the assets are in the new company. And so choosing a path where we're well protected with the contract being with the Wenatchee Works assets was a good balance and good protection for our customer owners and a good solution for the separation of two totally separate companies who wouldn't be related anymore. Did I answer your question?
You did answer my question. And I'm sorry, I probably think, I don't know if there's a time limit.
There's not.
No.
But as a person who's worked in the industry for going on 34 years now, and I know each one of you does the best you can for our valley, for everywhere, and for the members, and my members at Alcoa. So anything I may say is not a reflection on anybody in this room. But I know from being in the industry that Alcoa, when they split, Arconic's got the assets that for the foreseeable future, anybody that's been around knows they're taking the more profitable assets. And Alcoa Corp is left with what right now, unless things change, and they can't change, our industry changes quickly all the time. But as of right now, we don't have the assets that look profitable in the new near future. So that's one reason I like to saw our county guarantee this, not, you know, not for, not just for my members, but for the PUD, but for this valley, because I think there's, you know, it's a lot, for right now, it's going to be a lot more stable than ours. And the other thing I would say, if I've also, well, I've been the president for 6 years now. I went to Olympia probably four different times, and I've testified, you know, just like I'm testifying now, a little shaky, but I asked in Alcoa Corp, or Alcoa at that time, Inc., for tax deduction, you know, tax breaks. And they've got them every time. The last time we asked for a clawback, which means if they shut down any of the operations in Washington State, those tax breaks, are they have to pay them back. Well, they were able to bite that off and not get that. So I know my experience with Alcoa, that if they have the leverage, they will take advantage of it. So and they will get concessions from the state or whoever it may be, from the union or whatever. So when even they need something from us, from the union, from the PUD, from some, we need to, I think, use that as a way to, you know, get some things for us. You know, my members are still out there. They got the Trade Act, and they got a lot of good benefits. A lot of people put in a lot of hard hours work to get those benefits. But for this valley, for my members, for the PUD, the best thing is to get that plant restarted. So I'm hoping that, like I know what you guys want the same thing. But when an opportunity presents itself, when Alcoa wants something from you, all I would ask that you try to get something for my members. That's why I ask. So that's all I got.
Thank you. We do appreciate that input. I think we all want the plant restarted. Any other public input?
Mike. This is Michael Padgett, Alcoa. And Kelly, I appreciate the comments that you made. I, you know, I've been around for a while, and the very first smelter that I went to was East Alco, and it sort of got in my blood. It's a great place, and when that facility went down, it was an emotional thing for me as well. And I would like nothing more, you know, to see these smelters run, and you know, I will be going with Alcoa Corporation. And I'm excited to go there, and I know the other businesses have had some, you know, better profitability news recently, but I'm happy going where I'm going, and I'm looking forward to that company being successful.
Okay. Jim.
I just wondered. Jim Brown, P.O. Box 1055, Wenatchee. I'm a ratepayer. I did submit some written comments I think all of you have seen, and I guess what drove me to submit those comments was I did review some of the historic documents. In fact, I think I told Commissioner Bowles this morning, last time I may have testified here was in relation to this deal. And at the time, I was a skeptic, but our prices were a lot higher then, as it turned out. Turned out to be a pretty good deal compared to what, $25 today versus $75 then or whatever it was. So I think it did work out to be a pretty good deal, but my concerns come from after 40 years of being in the law business and seeing lots of letters of credit, lots of defaults on contracts, and being somewhat of a cynic, I guess, or skeptic about when companies want to spin off something that has basically assets that at this time are virtually worthless. What's the motivation? And my concern was bankruptcy, that these contracts would get assigned to Alcoa Corp, and then Alcoa Corp would choose to go bankrupt, basically, Chapter 11, reorganize, and let those contracts go, and the PUD would be stuck. It's my understanding that if Alcoa doesn't restart by June, of 2017. Is that correct, that there'll be a shutdown settlement payment and that'll be the end of the deal? Is that correct?
There would be a payment, but the contract lives on, and so there's still opportunity for restarting after that date. It's just that that charge that was deferred would be paid in full at that time. But the contract lives on, and so does the ability to restart the plant.
Okay, so I assume that the payments live on, or the ongoing payments live on.
Yes.
Okay, so what little I was able to see from the public documents was that the letter of credit has a six-month expiry and it renewable, and I assume it's renewable at the discretion of the PUD.
Yeah, it's a revolving renewal, so it automatically be renewed unless it was replaced by something else.
Okay.
Until such time their credit rating went up to an acceptable level and it wasn't needed anymore.
Okay. And one other thing I noticed in a couple of the contracts was that there was a clause that said that the negotiations, should there be a change in facts and circumstances, would be reopened in good faith. This is a lawyer's delight, I think. Okay, what are changes in facts and circumstances, and what is good faith? So anyway, I had these concerns. I wrote them. You all saw them. Kelly responded, as did Eric Wahlquist, and I felt very good with the response. I guess my comment is that I think the staff's done a great job. They've looked at all the avenues, done all they can. Nothing's risk-free. And so I want to thank you for the opportunity to let at least one citizen give their input. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
We are so glad you're paying attention and getting involved and engaged. That's wonderful. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Thank you.
Yeah. Any additional input, comment, from commissioners or others?
I just have a question. There is an Alcoa focus group. I'm not sure what they're called. Focus group?
Work group.
Work group with Shiloh and I don't know who all. My question is, are there any Alcoa representatives as a part of that group? I hope there are.
I believe Kelly was part of that group.
Oh.
Right.
Good.
And
when I know about uninvited, I go to everyone. I think that they have slowed down the meeting pace now, but if I would like to be involved in it going forward. So
you don't think you don't think they've missed you in terms of notifications of meetings?
Well, this will happen. Actually, the last one I think they had, I don't get emails. I usually get a phone call. And I got a phone call in my truck when I was driving home from work. And by the time I got home from work, I could have swore I heard Thursday, and it ended up to be Tuesday.
Oh.
I've asked that if they could email me.
Oh, good.
It's a lot easier for me to go back and check and make sure I got it correct.
There you go. Good.
Yeah, for your information, Tracy Yount is somewhat been a facilitator on behalf of the PUD, and Gary and I were both part of that group, and it has slowed down exactly as Kelly said. At this point, the last Tri-Commission meeting, we discussed it, I think, at some level, and sense that at this moment in time, there wasn't a lot more to be done right now. I mean, the desire for all of us is still that we have a plant reopening prior to June of next year. So, any other questions or comments, commissioners? We have a proposed resolution before us with no number on it. Okay. So the request from management is authorizing this resolution, which gives the general manager the authorization to execute an agreement of assignment, assumption, and conditional consent. And then rather than reading the whole thing, I think we've all read it. What is the wish of the commission?
Mr. Chairman, I move approval of the resolution as you just described, the resolution authorizing general manager to execute assignment, assumption, and so forth.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the resolution that has been presented to us. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion is carried. Okay. Additional public comment. Or
well, I don't live in Chelan County, so I'm not sure I qualify. This is Carol Wardell, P.O. Box 1944, Wenatchee. What I wanted to say is, and I wanted to wait until the resolution was adopted, is the commission and the district is so very lucky to have the staff they have that worked on this. I saw emails early in the morning. I read them later. Late at night, I read them the next day, between Kelly and Eric and others. I just wanted to recognize Kelly and Eric in particular for their dedication and their time and their integrity and their smarts. I can never get over how smart they both are. So I just wanted to say that and recognize both of them for their work. And thank them for that. I mean, Dennis, you had said one time that this contract is dear to me, and it is, and we worked hard, and they've kept that up, and I appreciate that. So, thanks.
Thank you, Carol.
I know I did get word that Kelly was burning the midnight oil on Sunday night, after midnight.
We both were.
So, yes.
Michael Padgett. Carol beat me to it. I just wanted to say the same thing. With this separation, you know, there's a tremendous amount of work that's fallen on us, and I think a lot of people at other levels in Alcoa don't appreciate the level of work that's fallen on customers and suppliers to help us get through this. And so, you know, for me personally, thanks very much. It's been a lot of work, but thanks for sticking with it.
Thank you. I just wanted to say one thing. If Eric were here or on the phone, he would say, thank you, thank you, thank you, Carol, for being backstop for this contract. She was integral in its creation, and she's followed it through. And she's followed it through this time as well. So thank you, Carol.
Yeah, thank you, Carol.
Yeah. Anything else to come before us today? Steve, are you still with us?
I'm still there. Very happy right now.
Okay. If there's no other business to come before us, we will stand adjourned.